With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. When Jo Morrison moved to the country in November of 2010, she found herself fixing up the old barn on the property.
The barn at that point was old and rugged for sure. We fixed it up a little bit and we painted it a little bit, and I thought maybe this is something that I need to share with other people. I've always liked flea market kind of things, or having various events, music performances and that sort of thing. So just kind of put together what I call my village people, because it takes a village to do something like this. It takes a vision, and it takes a lot of people and a lot of money. But the whole idea is to increase tourism. I'm a little bit more than a mile off of Route 66, and you've got all that kind of travelers that come through. And I want them to be able to have a nice experience around the Towanda area. Other than that, I think sharing it with visitors in the community is the whole idea.
Morrison plans to host her own events as well as offering the venue for gatherings.
It might have vendors of some sort along the line of a flea market or craft show. On the flip side of it, it might be that somebody wants to rent the place for a wedding or a class reunion, family reunion, birthday party. I think the cool thing about that is that if you live in town, people that want to be respectful to neighbors and not overstepping because of noise or music or lateness. And I'm a mile out of town. My closest neighbor is a half mile away.
Morrison says she grew up on a farm and the barn was her favorite place to be.
I would dream up reasons to go out there. There is some kind of an emotional connection with a barn. The use has changed. So that's one of my aspects too, is the preservation of it and trying to promote not only the history of the barns, but just the idea that let's keep a few of them around.
She says she chose the name for a couple of reasons.
I don't want to say things were falling down. It was structurally sound. However, it was definitely rugged looking. But the other thing, my mother was a very spiritual religious person and always went to church and whatnot, and her favorite hymn was the old rugged cross. So we just shifted it around a little bit and called it the old rugged barn as a way to honor my mother.
The old rugged barn is located on the southeast edge of Towanda, not far from old Route 66.
If they get out there and they're kind of wandering and say, I wonder if that's it. My corn crib is kind of an old rustic looking thing as well. On the side of it, there's a great big old Coca-Cola sign painted right on the building. If they spot that, that is the place.
That mural is one of five painted on buildings at the farm. Morrison says she also had one of the first barn quilts in McLean County and has painted many of the more than 50 that are part of the McLean County Barn Quilt Heritage Trail. You can find more information at oldruggedbarn.com or by searching for the Old Rugged Barn on Facebook. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.